What if I told you that heaven has a message for you right now? A message that cuts through the noise. A message of hope, healing, and power. Before the world ends, God speaks through the three angels' messages. And it starts with this, the everlasting gospel. Revelation chapter 14 verse 6 says, "Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people." Let's find out why this may be the best news you'll ever hear. When God sends his final message to the world in the book of Revelation, he doesn't start with threats or warnings. He starts with good news. And that's what the word gospel means, good news. Before judgment is announced, before Babylon is exposed, before the beast and his mark are warned against, God says, "Here is my good news for all people, the everlasting gospel." This shows us something about God's heart. He is not in the business of scaring people into obedience. He's in the business of saving people through love. The three angels' messages begin with the gospel because it's only through Jesus that we can stand in the judgment or be ready for his second coming. The gospel is not an afterthought. It's the foundation. It's the hope that makes every other message make sense. So what is the everlasting gospel? It's the good news that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to this earth to save sinners. Through his perfect life, sacrificial death, and victorious resurrection, you and I can be forgiven, transformed, and made new. His grace is stronger than our guilt. His love is deeper than our shame. His salvation is available to everyone who believes. But why is it called everlasting? Because it's not a new invention. It didn't start in the New Testament. It's the same good news that's been part of God's plan from the very beginning. In Eden, right after sin entered the world, God promised a Saviour in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. Abraham believed in the Messiah to come. And it was counted to him as righteousness, says Romans chapter 4, verse 3. David sang of God's mercy and forgiveness. Isaiah wrote about a suffering servant who would bear our iniquities. The gospel spans from Genesis to Revelation and beyond. It is not only the message of Christ's death and resurrection, it is the eternal plan of salvation designed to restore humanity to his image. The everlasting gospel isn't just an idea. It's not just theology. It's personal. It's for the addict who feels stuck, for the parent who feels hopeless, the student searching for meaning, the believer who's struggling with shame, the skeptic who wonders if God is real or if he cares. The gospel says you are not beyond redemption. You are not alone. You are not worthless. The cross of Christ proves your value. The gospel is good news because it meets our need for hope, forgiveness, purpose, and a restored relationship with God. And the first angel's message is telling us This gospel still saves, still restores, still transforms. And it's not just good news for the past, it's good news for right now. So why does God send this message right now, at the close of Earth's history? Because the world is broken. We are drowning in fear, division, deception, and despair. Many are chasing empty pleasures. Others are burdened by guilt. And millions have no idea that a Saviour even exists. That's why Revelation says this message goes to every nation, tribe, language, and people. No one is left out. This is a global rescue operation. And it starts with the everlasting gospel, because only the gospel can change the human heart. Only the gospel can unite what's been divided. Only the gospel can prepare us to stand in the judgment. The everlasting gospel isn't just forgiveness, it's power. It's Jesus living in you, giving victory and transforming your life. That's why this message is urgent. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. It's not about fear. It's about freedom. It's not about rules. It's about redemption. And right now, when the world is unraveling, the gospel is the anchor God is offering to anyone who will take hold. So how do we respond? It's simple, but life-changing. Number one, believe the gospel. Believe that Jesus lived, died, and rose again for you. That His grace is enough. That His mercy is for you. Number two, receive the gospel. Invite Jesus into your life. Ask Him to forgive your sins and fill your heart with His Spirit. Accept His righteousness as your own. Number three, live the gospel. Let Jesus transform you from the inside out and live a Christ-like life. Love like He loves. Walk like He walked. Share the hope you've found with others. Because here's the truth, the everlasting gospel isn't just something you hear, it's something you live. Revelation's first angel announces the gospel because that's how the final work on earth will be done. As Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." It's not fear that prepares us for Christ's return. It's not control. It's the everlasting gospel. God's message to the world right now is not try harder in your own strength. It's come to me. So if you're weary, if you're searching, if you're longing for something real, you don't have to wait any longer. My closing appeal is that Jesus is calling. His arms are open. His grace is free. His gospel is everlasting. And it's for you. So today, choose to believe. Choose to surrender. Choose to live the everlasting gospel. Because this is the message that can change everything. In the next video, we'll continue to discuss the first angel's message and what it means to fear God and give Him glory. At 3ABN Australia Radio, we believe truth still matters. And the first angel's message is truth worth sharing.